Welcome back to the deep dive.
Yeah.
Now, usually you know the drill. We take a stack of reports, a piece of tech, and we just drill all the way down.
Yeah, that's usually the playbook. We peel back all the layers.
But today we're going a little off script. We are not just looking at one thing. We're running, well, let's call it a simulation.
Right.
We're taking two completely separate, really high-powered platforms, one from education, one from like industrial automation, and we're just going to smash them together.
Hopefully without an actual explosion. It's more of a chemical reaction we're going for.
We'll see. The goal is to see what happens when you combine infrastructure with intelligence.
Okay.
So in one corner, we've got Merit Hub. And this is not just some Zoom alternative. This is a huge ecosystem for online education.
Huge is the right word.
We're talking a platform that has hosted over 1 billion live tutoring minutes.
Which is a number that's, I mean, it's hard to even wrap your head around. It just shows how massive the shift to online learning has become. It's not niche.
Not at all. It's the default for millions. And in the other corner, we have the Challenger, Auto Content API.
Right.
This thing is a behind-the-scenes engine. It's designed to just automate media creation. So the mission for this deep dive is to answer a what if.
Oh.
What if you plug a content automation factory into a global education classroom?
Well, you're looking at a classic case of operational efficiency meeting educational scale.
Unpack that a little.
If you think about it, Merit Hub provides the place, you know, the classroom, the whiteboard.
Yeah.
But Auto Content API could potentially provide the teaching assistants, the research team, maybe even the marketing department.
All automated.
All automated, yeah. And all running 24/7.
Automated marketing department sounds like something every single tutor dreams of.
It is, but it's not magic, you know? It's about moving education from being this manual craft where you make every quiz by hand to more of an industrial process.
All right. I really want to get to the how, because I'm a little skeptical about quality when you say industrial. But first, let's set the baseline. What exactly is Merit Hub? Because I looked at their site and my first thought was, okay, it's video calls for teachers.
And you're not wrong, but you're missing about 90% of the picture.
Okay.
Calling it just a video tool is like calling a university a building with chairs. The video part is crucial, but Merit Hub is a whole ecosystem. It's a learning management system, an LMS, and a business OS all in one.
A business OS.
Yeah, think about what a tutor actually does. They teach.
Sure.
But they also have to schedule, invoice clients, chase payments, manage course materials.
All the admin?
All the administrative headache. Merit Hub handles that. It's for the solo math tutor and for huge training companies.
So this is the infrastructure. The plumbing.
Precisely. You've got the virtual classroom, the digital library, the whiteboard, and a very specific feature they call multimedia-rich quizzes.
Okay, stick a pin in those quizzes. I feel like they're going to be important later.
They definitely will be. And remember the scale here. They're in over 120 countries. So this is a global platform. But here's the catch.
There's always the catch.
Merit Hub is an empty vessel.
It's a really nice library with no books in it.
Exactly. It needs the user, the teacher, to put stuff into it. You need lesson plans, you need quizzes, you need videos to get students to sign up in the first place. And that brings us to the bottleneck.
The human bottleneck. There are only so many hours in a day. If I'm teaching for 6 hours, I don't have another 6 to build materials.
And that is where our challenger, Auto Content API, walks in.
Okay, so when I see API and content, my brain immediately goes, all right, it's a wrap-up for ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Not what this is, just another text generator?
That's the common misconception, yeah. But if you look at their docs, they frame it really differently. They call it an industrial engine or an API-first solution.
What an I-first?
It's designed for high-volume transformation, not conversation.
Transformation, that's an interesting word. What do you mean by that?
Well, a chatbot, you ask a question, it gives an answer. Auto content is transactional. It takes a specific input, like a URL, a PDF, a YouTube video, and transforms it into a totally distinct output.
Like what? What are the outputs?
A fully produced podcast, an explainer video, a structured quiz, a slide deck.
It sounds a little bit like Google's Notebook LM, which has been making some waves.
Similar outputs, but the use case is different. Notebook LM is a consumer tool. You drag and drop, you play with it, it's manual. Auto content is positioned as the enterprise alternative. It's designed to be headless.
Headless. That sounds grim.
It just means it runs in the background without a user interface. You integrate it with tools like Make.com or Zapier. It's meant to churn out content while you're sleeping.
Okay, so we have the hungry classroom in Merit Hub and the factory in auto content. Let's start the simulation. Let's talk synergy number one, the content transformation, or as I'm calling it, saving the teacher's sanity.
This is the most direct one. Like we said, MeritHub lets you upload PDFs, videos, presentations, but making them takes forever.
I can confirm. I taught for a semester, and writing a good quiz takes longer than giving the actual lecture. It is the unpaid labor of teaching.
Right. So picture this. You have a dense 50-page PDF on macroeconomics. In the old world, you upload that to MeritHub and you tell your students, read this.
And maybe 10% of them actually do. The rest just skim the bold words.
If you're lucky. Now let's plug in the API. You take that same PDF, you feed it into AutoContent's audio endpoint.
Right, it just reads it out loud, like a robot voice.
No, and this is the key. It converts it into a conversational podcast. It uses what they call multi-speaker dynamics.
So it creates two AI hosts, kind of like us.
Exactly, who discuss the material, ask each other questions, use analogies. It turns that dry monologue into a dialogue.
And suddenly that boring chapter is a 15-minute audio episode you can listen to.
Right in the MeritHub digital library.
That's huge for accessibility, or just for reality. Students commute, they work. This idea of audio overviews seems to be everywhere right now.
It is, because it works. It uses that passive listening time. You can learn about interest rates while you're doing the dishes.
Okay, I like that.
But let's take it a step further. Remember those multimedia-rich quizzes you pinned earlier?
The ones with the fancy inputs and drag-and-drop stuff.
Yep. Making a good quiz is so tedious. You have to come up with the questions, then the wrong answers, the distractor.
Oh, it's mind-numbing. You sit there thinking, okay, C needs to be wrong, but almost right.
Well, AutoContent has a specific quiz generation endpoint.
Yeah.
You give it that same PDF, it analyzes the core concepts, and it generates 20 multiple choice questions.
Wow.
And it maps the correct answers, and it can format them specifically for MeritHub's system.
So the teacher uploads the source material one time, and the system automatically creates the listenable version and the testable version.
You got it. You're taking away the administrative friction. The teacher provides the knowledge. The machine builds the artifacts around it.
I love that. Let the teacher focus on the big ideas, not on formatting bubbles.
Oh!
Okay, but let's zoom out. MeritHub isn't just for individual teachers, you said. It's for tutoring and training companies.
Right. These are businesses. They have bottom lines.
And businesses have a totally different problem. It doesn't matter how great your course is if nobody signs up for it.
And this is synergy number two, marketing and revenue. This is so critical because the tutoring world is just brutally competitive.
Yeah, and most of the instructors I know, they're brilliant at what they do, but they are not video production wizards.
Nor should they be. But the market demands video. Specifically, short-form vertical video, TikTok, Reels, Shorts, that's where the eyeballs are.
But isn't that crazy expensive? If I want a good promo for my calculus course, I need cameras. Lights.
The AutoContent source material actually has a breakdown. They say manual video production can cost anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000.
Which is. It's completely out of budget for a small tutoring agency. You'd burn your entire margin.
Exactly. But look at the Video Create Shorts endpoint in the API.
Okay, I like that we're getting into specific endpoints. What's it do?
You take a text description, say the summary of your MeritHub course, you feed it to the API, and out comes a 60-second vertical video.
What's in the video? Is it just stock footage of equations?
It can be, but it can also include an AI avatar, like a digital human, speaking your script. It handles the lip syncing, adds subtitles, which is crucial for social, and paces the whole thing.
A digital spokesperson, that's wild.
But the cost is the real story here. Instead of thousands of dollars, the source says it costs about 400 credits, which is roughly 4 euros.
4 euros.
Yeah.
Versus $3,000. That's not a discount. That is a completely different economic reality.
It democratizes the marketing. It enables what's called a faceless marketing channel. A tutor can schedule a month of promo videos driving traffic back to their MeritHub page without ever setting up a camera.
Faceless channels are huge right now. It lets you scale your presence without scaling your personal effort.
And it gets even better. You can use your existing content. The API claims to have visual intelligence.
Meaning it can watch a video.
Yes. So imagine you recorded a great live lesson on MeritHub. You could feed that recording to AutoContent and just say, make a 60-second promo trailer from this.
So you're turning the actual product, the lesson, into the marketing material automatically.
It creates a flywheel. You teach, the teaching becomes marketing content. That content brings in new students. It closes the loop.
Okay, I'm sold on the efficiency. But you mentioned MeritHub is in 120 countries. That's a lot of languages.
That is synergy number three, global scale, and deep research.
The language barrier is the obvious wall. If I teach in English, my reach is limited.
Usually, yeah. Yes. But AutoContent supports over 50 languages. So if you're a US-based teacher, your total addressable market is usually just English speakers.
That's big, but it's not global.
But with an integration like this, you could take your lecture, use the API to transcribe it, translate it, and then, and this part is wild, resynthesize the audio in Spanish, Hindi, or Chinese.
Resynthesize. You mean dubbing, not just subtitles.
Essentially, yeah. AI voice cloning has gotten really, really good. So you could offer your Intro to Python course in the Latin American market and they'd hear it in Spanish.
That multiplies your potential revenue overnight. You build it once, you sell it in 50 markets. That's staggering.
It is. But there's another layer to scale, and it tackles a huge problem in education: stale content.
Oh, I know this one. You buy a course and you realize it was made 3 years ago and it's totally useless.
Exactly. In fields like finance or tech, knowledge has a really short half-life. If the Fed changes interest rates, your course is suddenly wrong.
So how did the API fix that? The teacher still has to read the news and update the slides, right?
Not necessarily. This is where the deep research endpoint comes in. The source says it uses agents to browse the live web.
Live web, meaning it's not stuck in the past like some models?
Correct. It can access current data. So a MeritHub finance teacher could set up a recurring task. Every Monday morning, scan the web for news on Fed interest rates.
And then what does it do? Send them a link?
It could. Or it could generate a full briefing document. Or even generate a new mini lesson module, complete with a script and a quiz to update the course.
Wow. So the teacher goes from content creator to content curator.
Precisely. They review what the AI found and then push it to students. It keeps the course alive.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here for a second. This all sounds amazing. But is it actually possible today, or is this just a pipe dream?
It's a fair question, but if you look at the docs for both platforms, the technical handshake is very real.
So MeritHub talks to this API.
They don't have a native button for it, not yet. But MeritHub advertises open APIs to integrate with existing solutions.
They want people to build on them.
And AutoContent is API first. It's built to be plugged in. And you don't even necessarily need a developer.
Oh.
The source material mentions their integrations with Make.com and Zapier. Those are no-code platforms.
Well, that is then that.
Exactly. So picture this workflow. A teacher drops a PDF into a folder in MeritHub. That action triggers a signal. Make.com catches that signal, grabs the file, sends it to AutoContent, and says, make a podcast. AutoContent works for a few minutes, spits out an MP3.
And Make.com sends it right back to the student folder in MeritHub.
Headless content production. The content gets made without a human touching it in the middle.
It's efficient, but is it cheating?
Cheating who? If the goal is to transfer knowledge and the AI makes that knowledge more accessible and up to date, I'd say it's serving the student better.
That's a really good point. As a student, I'd rather have the AI podcast on my commute than struggle with a PDF on my phone.
It's the definition of leverage. You're using tech for the heavy lifting so you can focus on the teaching.
So let's bring this home. We wanted to see how these two worlds, MeritHub and AutoContent, could merge. What are the big takeaways?
I think it's three things. First is just efficiency. One file becomes many formats. It gives the teacher their time back.
Invaluable.
And the second?
Growth. It's democratizing marketing, giving a small tutoring business on MeritHub cheap, high-quality video shorts. That's a game changer. It really levels the playing field.
And finally, scale. Both in language, breaking those geographic walls, and in depth, using that deep research to keep content fresh without all the manual labor.
It feels like we're looking at the future of education infrastructure. It's not just a live call anymore. It's the engine running behind it.
It does raise a pretty provocative question, though, one that I think every educator is going to have to deal with.
Oh, what's that?
If the content creation is automated, the research, the quizzes, the audio, and the delivery is digital through MeritHub, what becomes the true value of the human teacher?
That is the million-dollar question. If I'm not the one writing the quiz, who am I?
My take is that the value shifts from delivering information to providing empathy, guidance, and context.
The mentor, not the broadcaster.
Exactly. The machine handles the facts, the human handles the meaning, but it is a definite shift.
A shift we will be watching very closely. It's equal parts exciting and terrifying, which is where the best deep dives usually end up.
Indeed.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. A fascinating look at what happens when you plug an industrial content engine into a global classroom. Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep diving.